What if I told you that the most powerful tool for transforming your life isn't a new app, an expensive gadget, or a complicated self-help system, but something you already possess, your breath? This is the revelation at the heart of Suze Yalev Schwartz's journey from stressed-out fashion editor to meditation studio founder. After discovering meditation's life-changing benefits, Schwartz became determined to strip away the intimidating mystique and make this ancient practice accessible to everyone. Her studio, Unplug, has become a celebrity hotspot, attracting stars like Gwyneth Paltrow and Jennifer Aniston, while her approach has been featured in major publications from the New York Times to Vogue. In an era where burnout has become a global epidemic, Schwartz's streamlined meditation techniques offer a radical yet simple solution. Just 5 minutes of unplugging daily can transform your relationship with stress, enhance your productivity, and reconnect you with joy. The minute I learned to unplug, my whole life changed. When you discover a life hack this good, you want to share it with everyone. By learning to unplug, I stepped off the crazy roller coaster of stress into a calmer, more controlled life. My transformation from stress reactive to calmly responsive is evident in two contrasting stories. In my earlier life as a glamour editor, when my assistant packed the wrong clothes for an expensive NASCAR fan makeover shoot, I completely lost it, yelling, crying, and causing emotional damage before finally salvaging the situation as a beauty shoot. Years later, when police officers with drawn guns appeared outside my meditation studio due to a bank robbery next door, I felt that same initial panic. But this time, my training kicked in. After three deep breaths, I shifted from freaked out to calm, calmly relocated 19 blissfully unaware students away from windows, and maintained control throughout the crisis. This is what happens when you learn to unplug. Whether facing work snafus or actual danger, your brain reacts the same way, triggering fight or flight responses. Unplugging gives you the power to respond calmly and rationally, choosing between 30 minutes of stress that scorches everyone around you or shifting from crazed to calm in seconds. To unplug means consciously unhooking from whatever's amping you up, resetting and restarting from a neutral, empowered place. It's not zoning out or taking a breather. It's consciously disconnecting from the crazy current to recharge in a focused way. With regular practice, you'll gain the ability to switch from panic to calm, anger to reason, sadness to happiness. Complicated problems become easier to solve, and you'll maintain your cool when others are driving you crazy. Just a few minutes of daily meditation delivers these results. Like going to the gym, consistency brings transformation. Meditation is fundamentally a practice that teaches you to unplug from distraction and experience the present moment in its fullness. Research shows we have approximately 50,000 thoughts daily, creating what Buddhist practitioners call the monkey mind, or what modern observers term the Google brain. This mental chatter constantly pulls us from the present moment, jumping rapidly between disconnected thoughts. I need to pick up dry cleaning. What's for dinner? That new Indian place? I'd love to visit India someday. I should call Joe. Did I respond to that email? This constant mental activity creates a fog between us and our actual experience. When unexpected situations arise, we default to deeply ingrained habitual reactions. Your boss criticizes your work. What an idiot. I hate this job. Maybe I should quit. You lose your wallet. I'm such an idiot. I never do anything right. Why does this always happen to me? Or hit heavy traffic. Everyone's an idiot. This city is impossible. I should move somewhere else. These automatic responses often escalate our stress and negative emotions rather than helping us address the situation effectively. Meditation teaches you to develop a new relationship with your thoughts, allowing those that don't serve you to pass by without engagement. Just as you can't prevent thoughts from arising, you can't stop waves in the ocean, but you can learn to surf them skillfully. Think of it like managing your email inbox. You can see the spam messages coming in, but you don't need to open each one. Instead, you can choose which messages deserve your attention and which can be filtered out. This practice gives you progressive control over your reactions rather than feeling powerless in the face of your mental chatter. The present moment is where all the essential qualities of life reside: happiness, love, stability, confidence, wisdom, focus, and deep calm. The basic formula for meditation is straightforward but profound. Focus on a single point of attention, such as your breath, a physical object, or a meaningful phrase or mantra. Let go of distractions, rest in the gap of pure awareness, notice when thoughts inevitably resurface, gently refocus your attention, and repeat. That space between thoughts, what some traditions call pure awareness, is where genuine peace resides, similar to that perfect vacation moment when you finally unwound and can simply be. Regular meditation practice trains your brain to maintain presence in daily life, much like exercise strengthens your muscles for everyday activities. This enhanced presence transforms ordinary experiences. When you're with loved ones, you'll be fully engaged rather than mentally elsewhere. When working, your focus will be sharp and clear. When eating, you'll actually taste and appreciate your food rather than unconsciously consuming it. Everything becomes more vivid and meaningful when experienced fully in the present moment, rather than through the filter of constant mental commentary. Despite all the raving about meditation benefits from everyone from Deepak Chopra to Harvard scientists, many people still don't meditate because of misconceptions. I believed it would take too much time, require shutting off my brain, or demand sitting perfectly still, none of which is true. I also thought meditation was only for hippies, monks, or gurus, not CEOs, news anchors, actors, or busy parents who use it to find peace in chaos. Meditation is not weird or religious. You don't need crystals, incense, chanting om, special hand positions, sacred geometry, or a guru's photo to meditate effectively. While meditation has 5,000-year-old roots in Taoist China and Buddhist India, it isn't directly connected to any specific religion. Christians, Jews, Muslims, Mormons, and anyone else can practice it. Meditation differs from prayer. Prayer sends thoughts outward to something else, while meditation is about going within. Instead of seeking guidance from a higher power, you're connecting with your own truth and purpose, finding answers from within. It's only weird if you make it weird. You don't need to meditate for hours to see benefits. Some say 40 minutes daily is ideal, others 30. According to Harvard neuroscientist Sarah Lazar, meditating for 27 minutes daily for 8 weeks physically alters your brain structure for the better. But even 10 minutes can make a difference. Start with the maximum amount of time you know you'll stick to daily. Worried meditation will turn you into a blissed-out hippie? Don't be. It takes the edge off stress without taking the edge off you. Studies prove regular meditation makes us more functional and productive, not less. As billionaire hedge fund founder Ray Dalio says, "More than anything in my life, meditation was the biggest ingredient of whatever success I've had." The biggest myth about meditation is that we're supposed to clear our minds or stop our thoughts, which is impossible. The real goal is to let thoughts come up, then let them go and return to your focus point again and again. This mental exercise builds strength like a bicep curl. Even frustrating meditation sessions are valuable. They're actually the most valuable because you're building that redirect muscle. Meditation literally changes your brain, physically altering the shape of your gray matter to make you smarter, happier, and calmer. Neuroscientist Sarah Lazard's studies showed that 50-year-old meditators had as much gray matter in their frontal cortex as 25-year-old non-meditators. Even just 8 weeks of daily meditation, averaging 27 minutes, produced marked physical changes in brain regions controlling learning, memory, focus, emotional regulation, and empathy. Meditation creates lasting happiness by rewiring our brains, unlike temporary happiness boosters like vacations. Studies show meditation shrinks the amygdala, reducing anxiety and fear, lowers cortisol levels, increases activity in the brain's happy zone, left prefrontal cortex, reduces mind wandering, which often leads to worry, and can provide relief from depression and anxiety comparable to antidepressants. Meditation creates resilience by inserting a pause between events and our reactions, Instead of automatically responding with panic, anger, or self-criticism, meditation trains us to notice our reactions and choose more thoughtful responses. The formula changes from event, automatic response, to event, breathe, pause, think, respond calmly. This happens naturally as we practice. Since up to 95% of illnesses are caused or worsened by stress, and meditation is proven to reduce stress, regular meditation significantly improves health. The benefits are wide-ranging and scientifically validated. Research from the Benson Henry Institute found 2/3 of meditation subjects lowered their blood pressure. One Unplug student saw her chronically high blood pressure, 135 to 148, / 90 to 95, dropped dramatically to 106/76 just by meditating 30 minutes 4 to 5 times weekly with no other lifestyle changes. Nobel Prize winner Elizabeth Blackburn's research on telomeres, protective structures at chromosome ends that shorten with aging, showed that just 12 minutes of daily meditation for 8 weeks increased telomerase activity, the immortality enzyme that repairs telomeres, by 43%. This suggests meditation can actually repair DNA and slow the aging process. Meditation is beauty's best-kept secret. A natural smile is the prettiest accessory, and regular meditation makes you naturally happier. It prevents worry lines better than any cream. Beyond physical appearance, meditation makes you magnetic by teaching you to be fully present. Harvard psychologist Ellen Langer proved this present moment awareness effect. People who engage mindfully are perceived as more charismatic and attractive than those operating on autopilot. Meditation boils down to 6 simple steps that can transform your life. First, focus on a single point, like your breath, a mantra, or an object. Second, let your focus naturally drift away. Third, experience the brief gap of peace and nothingness that arises, even if just for a millisecond. Fourth, notice when thoughts inevitably return. Fifth, gently bring your attention back to your focus point. Finally, repeat this cycle throughout your practice. That's all there is to it, a simple formula that can profoundly change your life for the better. For breath meditation, simply notice the air flowing in and out of your nose without counting or controlling it. If using a mantra, repeat it in rhythm with your breath. Traditional options include Aham, Soham, I Am, Om, or Ram. These vibrational sounds have healing qualities, according to longtime practitioner Malika Chopra. You can also create your own mantra by asking, "How do I want to feel right now?" and using that word with I am. Inhale, I am, exhale, calm. The goal isn't stopping thoughts, but allowing them to come, noticing them, and letting them fade so you can return to meditation. You're moving through thoughts rather than suppressing them to reach that empty state of mind. The challenge lies in letting go, for which several effective techniques exist. Visualization helps send thoughts on their way. Imagine them as leaves carried by a stream, passing clouds, ships sailing to the horizon, or wisps of smoke wafting away. You can also visualize your breath as a stabilizing force, like an anchor amid thought waves. Labeling thoughts instantly separates you from them, making you the observer rather than the thinker. Science shows this calms the amygdala, your brain's anxiety center, and activates the rational mind, where brilliance and bliss happen. Simply name what's happening. I'm worrying. I'm feeling guilty. I'm fantasizing. This gentle, sometimes humorous acknowledgement gives insight into your mental patterns without judgment. Morning meditation is ideal for 2 reasons. Your brain is still in the receptive theta brainwave state, and most importantly, it gets done. Meditating before anything else creates a ritual that won't get pushed aside by daily chaos. The simple formula: 1, get up; 2, get it done. Starting your day with quiet peace sets an intention to remain present throughout the day. However, any consistent time works, after school drop-off, during lunch breaks, or right after work. Anywhere works for meditation. While some people create special meditation spaces, location truly doesn't matter once you close your eyes. Some of my best meditations have happened in my car in the parking lot of a Bristol Farms supermarket. Beautiful surroundings can be nice, but they're not necessary for effective practice. The only requirements are relative quiet, safety, and somewhere you won't be disturbed. Anywhere works for meditation. While some people create special meditation spaces, location truly doesn't matter once you close your eyes. Some of my best meditations have happened in my car in the parking lot of a Bristol Farms supermarket. Beautiful surroundings can be nice, but they're not necessary for effective practice. The only requirements are relative quiet, safety, and somewhere you won't be disturbed. Forget rigid posture rules. Meditation doesn't need to be complicated. Sit comfortably on a cushion, chair, couch, or folded blanket. You can sit cross-legged or with feet on the floor. Just ensure your legs are at or below hip level to prevent them falling asleep. Rest your hands however feels natural. Palms up for receptivity, palms down for grounding, or even crossed in your lap. You can even lie down if sitting is uncomfortable, though you might fall asleep. Set yourself up for success by choosing times when you won't be interrupted, silencing your phone, and creating a personal pre-meditation ritual that signals your brain it's time to shift gears. Consider using orange essential oil, touching the spot between your eyebrows, or another consistent practice that works for you. Meditation comes with common challenges. If your legs fall asleep, either move them or ignore the sensation. Try sitting on a bolster to raise your hips, use a chair, or lie down instead. When external noises distract you, remember they're actually part of the practice. The studio's location on busy Wilshire Boulevard taught me that distractions aren't ruining meditation. They're opportunities to notice and return to the breath. The perfect meditation accepts everything exactly as it is. Once you experience meditation's benefits, you'll crave that feeling more often. These mini meditations provide quick hits of focus, calm, and joy throughout your day. All can be completed in under 5 minutes, but can be extended for deeper experiences. The 1 minute unplug meditation reconnects you with yourself whenever you need a quick hit of meditation magic. Unplug your devices, notice how you're feeling, pick a point of focus, let it go, understand thoughts will come and go, and get on with your day. Johnny O'Callaghan's espresso meditation delivers calm as quickly as caffeine delivers energy. Take 7 slow breaths, inhaling and exhaling through your nose, then 7 breaths, inhaling through nose and exhaling through mouth, then 7 breaths, inhaling and exhaling through mouth. This unplugs you from anxious thoughts and brings you into presence, perfect for speeches, tough decisions, or any high-pressure situation. The 60-second mood lifter practice uses gratitude as an instant antidote for bad moods. Simply close your eyes, think of 3 people or things you're genuinely grateful for, from significant relationships to small pleasures like coffee, then open your eyes. You cannot feel grumpy and grateful simultaneously, making this the perfect shift from feeling toxic to inspired. The Starbucks meditation transforms waiting in line into a mindfulness opportunity, combining walking, loving-kindness, and savoring techniques. While waiting, focus on your feet connecting to the ground, then take mindful steps. When ordering, make eye contact with your barista and smile. While waiting for your drink, stay present with your breath instead of checking your phone. Finally, notice the temperature of your drink, inhale its aroma, and truly savor the taste, turning an everyday moment into a powerful start to your day. The sub-minute stop meditation from UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center helps when your mind wanders during meetings or conversations. Simply stop what you're doing, take a breath or several, observe the situation, noticing what's happening around you, then proceed with renewed awareness. Use this technique whenever you need to bring yourself back to the present moment. The 1 to 3 minute traffic meditation dissolves frustration and road rage when you're stuck in traffic. It follows a simple ABC approach: attention to the road, acknowledging the situation in detail, body scan, feeling your feet on pedals, rear in seat, hands on wheel, and connect with breath, breathing deeply with a 4-count rhythm. After completing your ABCs, repeat the mantra, "It is what it is," 3 times. While the traffic won't disappear, your agitation will. While the simple formula for straight-up meditation provides an excellent foundation, meditation isn't one size fits all. Exploring different techniques keeps practice fresh and helps you discover what works best for you. Guided imagery meditation uses a teacher's voice to lead you on visualization journeys that promote relaxation, cultivate positive emotions, and facilitate self-discovery. Following the same basic formula, focus, let go, drift, notice wandering, refocus, you're guided to imagine scenarios like your future self or your ideal life. This approach activates the same brain areas as actually performing the visualized actions, essentially programming your brain toward desired outcomes. Scent serves as a powerful gateway from mental chatter back to present moment awareness. By placing a few drops of essential oil in your palm, rubbing hands together, and inhaling the aroma, you create a sensory anchor for your practice. Different oils offer specific benefits. Lavender for relaxation, orange for happiness and anxiety relief, peppermint for mental clarity, rose for heart opening, and vanilla for comfort. Despite skepticism around crystals, these stones emit measurable frequencies with tangible effects. In meditation, crystals serve as tactile focal points similar to breath or mantras. When thoughts drift, feeling the weight and texture of a crystal in your hand provides an immediate reminder to return to your breath. Each crystal embodies specific energy. Rose quartz facilitates love, amethyst promotes calm, black tourmaline grounds, clear quartz balances, carnelian brings happiness, and pyrite attracts success. Sound meditation offers a uniquely physical meditation experience through vibration. Using a Tibetan singing bowl placed on your body, strike it with a mallet to create melodious sounds that send vibrations throughout your entire being. This tactile sensation provides a powerful focal point that helps tune out mental chatter. For a particularly potent experience, try a sound shower by placing the bowl upside down on your head and gently striking it, allowing the sound to cascade over your body. Sound baths create an immersive meditative experience using gongs, bells, bowls, drums, and other instruments that cradle your body in healing vibrations. The harmonious layers of sound cancel out mind chatter, bringing you to the zero point of meditation. These acoustic frequencies cause sympathetic vibrations that affect you on a cellular level, aligning you with primal, infinite energy and clearing stagnant energy channels. The ultimate secret to deepening your meditation practice isn't some mystical technique. It's simply consistency and duration. Do it more often for longer periods. Even sages and monks know this truth. 5 minutes daily makes a profound difference, but gradually increasing your sitting time amplifies the benefits exponentially. Try the Unplug 28-Day Challenge. Start with 1 to 5 minutes daily in week one, building to 15-20 minutes by week four. This gradual progression allows your mind and body to adapt naturally without feeling overwhelmed. When you meditate consistently, your brain physically transforms. Studies show increased gray matter in areas associated with self-awareness, compassion, and introspection. Your response to problems shifts from reactive to responsive, and you gain the remarkable ability to take inner vacations anytime, anywhere. The deeper questions of life, your purpose, passions, and peace, emerge when you regularly unplug and sit in silence. Many practitioners report that after 8 to 12 weeks of consistent practice, they experience spontaneous insights about their life direction and relationships. Worried that meditation isn't working? This is common among high achievers who can't win at meditation. Type A personalities often struggle with the concept that there's no scorecard or finish line. The truth is that sometimes you'll connect to bliss, sometimes you'll just sit quietly and breathe, and sometimes it'll feel like you versus your racing mind. As one student notes, it all counts, even when your head is going the entire time. Research confirms you'll get all the brain-changing benefits regardless of whether it feels like a good sit or not. Brain scans show meditation's positive effects occur even during sessions that feel unfocused. As the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi said, even in a shallow dive, we get wet. Experienced teachers advise letting go of judgment, surrendering effort, and accepting that meditation is like Hawaiian weather. Bright sun one minute, rainstorms the next, and it's all perfectly okay. Some days will feel peaceful, others chaotic. Both are natural parts of the journey. The only bad meditation is the one you don't do. Consider each session as training for your mind, just as you would view each workout as training for your body. The irony is that making time to meditate actually gives you more time. You become time affluent, as Arianna Huffington calls it. Regular practitioners report completing tasks more efficiently, making better decisions faster, and experiencing fewer time-wasting emotional reactions. Meditation grounds you in the present moment rather than wasting energy worrying about the past or future. Some of the busiest people on the planet, Oprah, Kobe Bryant, Arianna Huffington, Mark Benioff, Ray Dalio, all find time to meditate, often crediting the practice as crucial to their success. Many start their days at 5 a.m. specifically to ensure their meditation happens. If these ultra-busy individuals can make time, so can you. The key is starting small, being consistent, and gradually building your practice over time.